Now, the Reverend Al Sharpton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King III, these faces of the so-called traditional civil rights movement have dominated the visuals in the Gina 6 press, but the story incubated online long before going mainstream. Leading that charge was Color of Change, based in San Francisco. James Rucker founded the online activist site in 2005, and he joins me now to talk about the case and the new grassroots activism that his site represents. James, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to what happened in Baton Rouge yesterday, and will that change what you do?
It won't change what we do very much. I think that any development that moves us closer to Michael Bell and the others being able to get on with their lives and having put this in the past is a good thing. I do think it's problematic the way the governor has proceeded. What the DA has done at this point in saying that he will not pursue an appeal to the state Supreme Court, to me, is a move that helps project the idea that he's actually balanced, that he's actually out to make sure justice is served. He was rebuked by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals very clearly, and this, to me, the attempt, even the statement that he would go to the Supreme Court, fits into a series of moves that show that he's been overzealous in terms of the way in which he's approached the Gina 6, and unbalanced in the way that he's avoided prosecuting or taking seriously many of the things that have led up to that point. So,
James, what's your next step? I mean, as an organization, you've been successful in mobilizing people. What are your next moves?
Yeah. On the one hand, we'll continue to raise money for the defense of these young men. Our members have given generously, and we will also be raising money for the families. They've suffered quite a bit of hardship, and they continue to as this moves forward. And we're also planning to put more pressure on the governor and others at the state level to hold those who are acting on behalf of the state responsible.
Are you having conversations with kind of traditional bricks-and-mortar civil rights organizations about collaborating more, or them learning from you, you learning from them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the great things that happened in the lead-up to the march in Gina was that you had some traditional black media, you had traditional black civil rights leaders, you had black radio, all more or less on the same page with a common message, seeking justice for the young men. So I hope we continue to do so, and also to take what we're learning here and the spotlight that's been shown on this unequal meeting out of justice, and that we look at how that's happening actually across the country and other places.
Finally, have you been faced with the question of, look, why is this activism directed towards people who have allegedly committed a crime? Shouldn't you be doing something else to uplift other people that might be in need of justice but haven't committed a crime or are not alleged to have committed a crime?
We certainly get that question often, and it would be great to have kind of your Rosa Parks who's, it's a clean cut, it's simple, it's easy. The reality is that so many young black men find themselves in a situation like the young black men in Gina. We're definitely not saying that, kids who jump someone should not be punished. It's all about an equal meeting out of justice under the law and getting really behind, getting beyond what we really do believe is a Jim Crow system of justice where the laws on the books are clear and you have people like Reed Walters who are saying, hey, we're proceeding in a kind of fair and balanced, above-the-board manner. But when you start looking at, white-on-black incidents not being pursued, when you see the prosecutor going after the youth very early on saying he could take away their lives with the stroke of a pen and then following up on that in the way that he has, that is a problem that we really hope to eradicate.
Well, James, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Farai.
James Rucker founded the activist website Color of Change in San Francisco.